you can experimentally try to determine this Fermi surface. So you can do certain experiments where the Fermi surface is measured, and it's usually a combination of doing a calculation of the band structure and checking that with experiments. But for different metals, you can construct the Fermi surface. And I have here at the bottom some Fermi surfaces for different FCC metals. So these are all metals that form an FCC unit cell, or an FCC crystal structure. The first one is gold, and gold, the Fermi surface looks almost like a sphere. There are these holes in it, but it looks almost like a sphere, and it's a pretty good free electron system. So if the formulas for a free electron gas fit pretty good for, this is not gold, this is silver. Silver and copper. And calcium and strontium are less good conductors, even though they have a higher electron density. So the electron density in calcium and strontium is such that you use, there are more filled states, but as there are more filled states, you get less area of the Fermi surface, and they're actually worse conductors than copper or silver. And as you can imagine, when you have something like this, the model of the Fermi surface of it being a sphere is not so good anymore, because there's lots of pieces missing in it in strontium. Okay, but this the model that we get, this simple model, doesn't look so bad. It's giving very similar looking Fermi surfaces to the actual Fermi surfaces of some metals.